with Bhakti Bhagavan, his ashes, you know, and took ashes to there, because Bhagavan always said, this is Ganga Jal. Bhagavan came from Shiva, he found it, and he always said, this is the Ganga. So he used to be very coveted the water from the Sandashram. So the stream going outside, I put Bhakti Bhagavan's ashes in some of his ashes there. Like instead of going to Varanasi.
See, when, just from 1977, when you went to ashram that time to today, are you even self-aware how you have changed over the years?
Well, the thing I noticed most, when all these old devotees died, because you could go mix with all these devotees who used to live with Bhagavan. And once they're all gone, you know, then something had changed a little bit for us, you know, because they could make Bhagavan come alive. You speak with them, you move with them. But after they passed away, of course, physically everything changed, I could say, almost completely, you know, but the Bhagavan, the presence is
still there.
Only constant thing that is in the Petri.
Yeah.
And from that time to now, are you aware of how you have changed, you as a devotee?
Well, I've changed.
Are you aware of it? Because it's very subtle, right? Change.
Change is less distraction, less thoughts, less me. Mm-hmm. You know, you find that me is peeling away. And you realize that, that you're nothing. That's what you find more. That's the only thing you can find, is you're nothing. That's the only thing to find out. You're not something more, you're just nothing. You don't become something more. You become nothing. And nothing, you know, matters much. So mountain? What's the name of it?
A ball pit.
You've heard of it?
Can I meet?
Which one?
This one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let me just call that friend who I visited, see how he's doing. Yeah. I mean,